Let's see, good performances in the field events continuing.
Well, absolutely, but not so much today. James Kelly was in Sheffield at 1 o'clock today, competing in the British Championships in the under 20 section. Of course, he's still under 19, and finished second, which is in itself a good return in terms of his age and all that. But he won't be happy because his throw is just 16 plus, and I know that he did target a bigger throw. So, look, you know, the fact that he's there, the fact that he's second best in the British Isles for under 20 and him under 19, it's all positive. But this is always the key to everything. He's not happy. He knows he didn't perform, and that's also very important. And the other very important aspect, he was there. He was in the tumble of it all, and it's so important, you know, to. And it's difficult if you live in Donegal to get to these places and to be there and be part of these things. But if you're ambitious going forward, that's what you need to do. And of course, the Kellys have always done that. And but as I say, James will be disappointed.
Okay, let's turn to the brother, John. He set a new Donegal record and a personal best at the National Indoor Championships last weekend. Good performance, but he didn't win it. But he has a chance to improve on that as he's selected in the Irish team to compete in Portugal.
He is. He's in the air now in a week or two. So basically, that's a big plus for him. It's again, added motivation for him. Just going through that again, he was 17.53 last week. That's a really good throw. He also knows. He also was very, very aware and always keep throwing out these challenges. But, I mean, he also was very, very aware that he needs and his ambition is to throw an 18-metre shot put. And, you know, he was that competition last weekend, you know, the shot put competition, John Kelly versus... Sean Branagh responded to John, and then John responded obviously to Sean Branagh, and it was a very, very exciting competition, probably one of the more exciting competitions of the weekend, which is unusual in Irish athletics because our field events haven't been all that exciting to a point in recent times. So basically it was all positive in that sense, and you know, so John's off to the era, he gets another opportunity, it cuts down on that indoor period of life, and you know, he had won the Irish universities prior with LYIT. He got a scholarship there in the last week or so. So everything's quite good with him. And but again, he knows, and he's chasing this 18 metres. And you know, there's always a carrot there. There's always a challenge there. There's always this opportunity to do better. But look, last weekend was really, really good for John Kelly. I was so excited about that. So excited about a new PB for him, and all around that aspect of it. But yes, and he gets another opportunity, as you rightly say, Miles, and that's very, very positive for him.
Yeah, it's good that Sean Branagh's back in good form, and I think he changed his style back about a year ago or so. He has to do the rotational type shot put, which is required to get the long distances. But I was actually there at the event and heard and saw the reactions whenever the one would get ahead of the other, and particularly when John broke the Donegal record and a new personal best, you know, there was great excitement at that stage.
Aye, and that's, you know, one keeps the other going. You know, people were on to me and saying, what was his reaction? My reaction is, good luck to Sean Branagh, fair play to him, brilliant. A grand young fella, he's stuck with it so long, and it's great that he's there, and it's great that it pushes John, and that's exactly what it's about, because, you know, they would be, you know, they kick off each other, and that's so important. And as you say, Sean Branagh has changed his technique to rotational, and it's a dodgy one, the rotational, you know, I mean, you can miss as many throws as you can hit, but to get the distance, you just gotta do rotational, and it takes a bit of time to learn it, but everybody's improving, everybody's been good. So look, another opportunity in Liera, and encouragement for John Kelly, so that's important, very, very, very important, because the Kellys have gone off the thought outside the box continually in terms of, you know, they set up an indoor area for throwing. They just go at it all the time, and I'm glad to see that it's working for them, to be honest.
And just maybe looking forward in week or so's time, more than a week from Friday, I think it is, Milford Athletic Club celebrating 30 years, you know, and going through a very good purple patch at the moment.
Aye, that's right, and we'll go into that, of course. And they have had a very good, very, very good profile in the last 12 months, particularly basically based on a couple of good results in cross country. And you know, it indicates that they've established themselves very, very strongly. They're an established club right now, and they're working at it extremely well. They're working well together, and the sport of athletics is very, very, very solid in Milford, and I think that's a big achievement, to be honest. And 30 years is a long time, so going back to Cugo, when Cugo kicked off a club there, and then so on. So, you know, it's encouraging, and it just goes to show that you know, every village, every town, that they can do it. But it's not easy. It's absolutely not easy to form a club, to register a club, to impact as a club, and Milford have done all of those things. So well done, and it'll be nice to celebrate that 30 years and that. Looking ahead as well, of course, next weekend is going to be about the World Indoor Championships and coverage of that, Ireland, with five athletes in that. So we'll keep a wee eye on that. And next weekend as well, next Sunday, the National Masters Indoor Championships, and that's in Athlone next Sunday, and I'll report from that. But just to say, three Donegal athletes have been selected on teams, on walk teams for the European Masters in Madrid towards the end of March, and that's Sinead McConnell, Margaret Reid, and Breen O'Donnell Finn Valley. So they're on actual teams, and they'll be chasing team medals particularly come Madrid. So that's kind of another story around selection. Last night in the States at Arkansas, McGuigan fella finished off his pretty much his career as a scholarship athlete in the heavy throws indoors, and he didn't do all that well. He was 20 metres plus, so not anywhere near his PB or his best or anything like that, but he has focused completely, as is that of Summer Leckie, who I saw on track this morning at Finn Valley, Commonwealth Games, and she leaves in a month's time for the Gold Coast. So there's a lot happening, Miles, and a lot of different areas of the sport, so we're very happy.
Yeah, you were mentioning about clubs and you know, difficult to keep them going and so on. I was at the Cranford Athletic Club presentation night on Friday. It's amazing what a small rural club in that part of Donegal and indeed of Ireland, how they can gather up so many All-Ireland medals.
Well, 100%, Miles, and you've nailed it there. You know, a rural area of Ireland and how, what they've done and how they've maintained it. And, you know, many of us took our cue from them over the years, and they've been such a big influence in the world of Donegal athletics right up to this day. And not only that, but Cranford Athletic Club, still impacting, still winning medals at nationals, still producing really good kids and giving a great opportunity to many, many, many good youngsters who are achieving at national level. So long may that continue with Cranford, but they're a great story. Cranford Athletic Club is a great story in the Donegal, Ulster scene and national scene. And again, to emphasise, out of a rural area, which makes it that much more difficult.